Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and just down from the top you'll see a link that says Listen Live. Boom, there you are if you're listening to the show right now, live and in living color. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
A lot of concern over what's going on the border. And, again, we keep hearing about this big mass of people headed in our direction. Representative Mo Brooks said that the floodgates are open under Biden, and he has no intention of making them closing them or making it any better. He is the problem.
Well, let's not forget that it was a couple of weeks ago now that Mayorkas and Blinken and Garland all went down to Mexico to talk security matters. Which was really about immigration. And this was done after the Supreme Court decision that they have to put back in Trump's remain in Mexico policy. And I'm kind of surprised that the Supreme Court didn't give an effective date, meaning, you know, something immediate, but they didn't. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So this administration is not going to use that, go back to remain in Mexico until the middle of November. So now these people are under kind of a quick turnaround, if you will, to get to the United States before they're stopped completely. Okay. So that all sounds good in theory, but, and this is a big but, Mexico has not officially said they would agree or comply to this. So it then comes down to money. And how much money is the U.S. government going to give to Mexico to deal with that problem? Therein lies the next question. We don't know the answer to that. So we still remain in a very bad place in all of this. And the next thing is that we have these special interest groups that are facilitating these caravans, these migrant operations.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not asking the right questions there either, certainly of this administration, that of these groups is the United States giving any kind of monetary support to them? In other words, are we paying to help move these migrants into the United States?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the answer to that.
Hmm.
We have what is called sponsors, and I wish that they would, the government would assign a inspector general to these sponsors, because I'm of the notion that a lot of these sponsors are not really sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
What they're really doing is placing people into slave labor positions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to have a very very much of a deeper discussion on all of that one.
Okay. Now, I just got a message here from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. This happened to be my next talking point, Alec Baldwin. He says, Captain, Alec Baldwin was reportedly the director and an actor and anti-gun, so you can't blame the gun here. And he pointed and aimed the gun at another human being and then pulled the trigger.
They were inside a church, and they were not doing live filming at the time. And Alec Baldwin, actually was practicing removing the weapon from his holster. So, this also, too, by the way, was not what is known as, in the garden variety definition, of a prop gun. It was a real weapon.
That's right.
So now we're in a situation here, and there's more affidavits and so forth to come out, but we're in a situation here about gun safety, and I still am going to put the blame on Alec Baldwin, because you have to consider that every weapon is hot, period.
Yep.
So that's where we are.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, if we come back, we're going to talk about Virginia. Things are getting really hot in Virginia right now. And the big boys have been in there. The big Democrat boys and girls have been in there, including Big Mama Stacey Abrams. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Deuce, on America's Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our favorite pup, Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Now, Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. And, of course, if you go over there, you'll find all about the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Because the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, you can go to the website, Tuggy, that's T-U-G-G-I-E, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what you think. By the way, they come in English and Spanish, too. The book set is, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Before we get into Virginia and what's going on there, we've got Elliot on the line. So, Elliot, what's going on?
Good morning, Captain. Give me 60 seconds. I'd like to run two quick things by Denise, see what she think about it. You know, folks, the race to become a billionaire, Barack Obama has inked a deal with NBA America to become a minority owner of NBA Africa. Check that out.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to run something by you on Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin is one of the richest men in the world. He lives in his own palace that's worth $1.4 billion. It sits on 170 acres of prime land. He's worth over $200 billion. He earned the bulk of his money through state-controlled gas company Gazprom. The Russian government owns 50.23% of public traded company, and that stake is owned by Vladimir Putin. His home is located in the prestigious Black Sea. Oh, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, well, I was aware of the first part there, but go ahead, Denise.
Elliot, when you get time, I want you to read a book titled Red Notice. And it's by a buddy of mine, Bill Browder. And it led to something called the Magnitsky Act, because Magnitsky was Bill Browder's lawyer that Putin had killed, martyred, assassinated. So that will answer all of your questions on Putin's wealth and how he really got to be so wealthy. Red Notice, Bill Browder. Okay.
Oh, all right. Let's see here. Please ask Denise if she has a phone number to contact Dow about the dogs.
Well, the one thing that PETA has actually done some interesting studies on this, too, and nobody was paying any attention to PETA. I don't have a phone number, but you can contact PETA, and you can contact your local congressperson or your senator. They were advised of this in a briefing, I think, about a week ago on some more gruesome details than what we have. So, yeah. Jim Jordan, you can kind of look at his timeline. He's all over it. Now Fauci will not go before Congress in any kind of a hearing anymore. And he is the highest paid U.S. government employee that we have. The
yeah.
highest.
Yeah.
So, we can also go over to the White House, and put up a petition. I think it takes 200,000, signatures to have a petition that he needs to be removed, from his position now. And that we stop all of these types of laboratory gain-of-function operations through any government agency.
Now, Mr. Youngkin's campaign in Virginia is spotlighting pretty much on a parent's anger over the schools, which could become the GOP blueprint for the 2022 midterms. Not a bad idea there. But a Virginia parent over the weekend tore into Barack Obama over being tone deaf when it comes to his education comments, which right now, the election there in Virginia, another poll came out yesterday, they're dead even.
Let me explain. This isn't just about parents, ladies and gentlemen. This is about anybody that's a property owner across the United States. If you are a property owner, you can be a landlord or you can live in a house by yourself or, a condo or whatever. You pay school taxes. The reason the cost to educate that is applied to educate our students is so high is not because the cost is so high to educate a student. It's because they have gone to expand probably by 700% the administrative wing of education, not only at the federal level, but at the state level. And then they turn around, these administrators, and they hire out all of these special interest type operations, which includes, if nothing else, the son-in-law of our Attorney General, Garland,
yeah,
because he happens to own he's the founder of a company that promotes critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a situation that is really new. I will take you back at least 10 or 12 years, to something called International Baccalaureate. And International Baccalaureate sounds like it's a really cool program, but it's not. It's a globalist operation that is injected into our schools with a syllabus that makes you a globalist Marxist. And I'll tell you who one of the graduates of International Baccalaureate is, and that is Kim Jong-un. So this is not a new condition, but it is a condition that finally came to the attention of parents because of the lockdowns that we endured during the height of the pandemic, because now the parents were beginning to get a little bit closer to what is going on in the classrooms. You can join the PTA and you can, you know, go to school board meetings, but you're being out-finessed. So it is time that we defund the Department of Education. We don't need it. We never needed it, because the Department of Education is operating and funded at the state level, not the federal level. So, again, this isn't just about whether you have a child in a school system or not. It's whether you're a property owner. These are tomorrow's leaders, whether you're the business leader or a government leader, that we are indoctrinating, not only through mask mandates, but through education, but I would also say through other globalist syllabus and lesson plans that we have in the public school systems.
Well, back to the election part of it, Bill O'Reilly was interviewed on Newsmax last night. And he said that Terry McAuliffe is going to lose the Virginia governor's race.
Well, we can only hope that that's true, but I would never say that myself, because you can't trust the Democrats.
Right.
For all we know, they could have 25,000 ballot stuff someplace that just magically appears. So we know that elections and voting and ballots and machines and all those kinds of things is still an open wound. That our judges and our court systems across the country were too cowardly to really fully address. So I hope Bill O'Reilly's right.
Yeah.
I would never make that declaration.
Yeah, well, you and me both. Herschel Walker, okay, is doing quite well in Georgia all of a sudden. That's looking better for him. That would be something to I like the young man. I followed his professional football career, and I think that that could be a refreshing win for the people in Georgia.
I'm good with that, but remember, too, going back to the elections, we still have three people in play that are really nefarious operators, and those are the two senators and Stacey Abrams.
Yep, and we know where she was this week, don't we? Up in Virginia. Okay, I will talk to you tonight. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Come on now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy declared on Monday evening that the region will enter a state of emergency effective 8 p.m. in preparation for the impact of a nor'easter. Murphy urged residents of all 21 counties in the Garden State to stay off the roads, remain vigilant, follow safety protocols, ensure devices are fully charged, report outages, and to look out for downed power lines.
On Sunday night in America, Fox News host Trey Gowdy brought up recent rumors about West Virginia's Joe Manchin switching parties to become an independent in light of conflict with his fellow Democrats. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee.
There's no reason why he belongs with the party of inflation, why he belongs with the party of lawlessness, why he ought to remain with the party that's harassing, intimidating, and belittling him at every turn.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of our program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget, National Aviation Academy has two campus locations to serve you. And you can call them up and ask to take the tour at either one of them. In the meantime, they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, yes, you can visit the website, or yes, you can take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, I would suggest doing that because they have a campus in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. They have another campus in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston, up in Massachusetts. Now, you can call them at the following number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at whichever one of the campuses you want to go to, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. You'll be able to talk to some students, you'll be able to talk to an instructor or two, and you'll be able to talk to the money people and find out how you're, if, and by the way, if you are a GI, a vet, post 9/11, more than likely, if you have not used any of your educational benefits, it'll be taken care of 100%. If you're pre 9/11, if you haven't used your benefits for education, you'll have benefits left to do that. But if you've used some of your benefits up, especially the guys going back to, Vietnam or sometime in between the Gulf War, the original Gulf War, or Kosovo over there, the thing of it is you'll have a percentage of your benefits left if you have used any of them. So you'll need to find out what it is that'll be covered. Now, what will happen is if you don't have enough there to take care of what the cost is for the to go there to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, then you'll apply for a regular student loan, and that's the way you'll go to school, which is the way most of the people go anyway. So there you go. Now, again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, website NAA.edu, NAA.edu, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts on the locations. Give them a call and see how things work out. Well, I'm going to start the military and veterans news in Israel this morning because amid efforts to resume nuclear talks, the finance minister in Israel says no diplomatic process or agreement will stop Iran's nuclear program. And they said it's only a matter of time and not a lack of time before Iran and Israel have a major confrontation over their nuclear program. Because Israel is not going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon of any type or the ability to be able to do it. So we'll see what happens there. By the way, remember Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party? Well, he says it could be up to 3.5 years before the Likud party is back in power. But he says they will come back and they will be in power again. So we'll see. We'll see. And Benjamin Netanyahu may be the leader yet. Now, cancer strike U.S. fighter pilots and crews at much higher rates, so says the Air Force. Nearly 30% of a higher likelihood of cancer and roughly 25% for skin and prostate cancer is possible for the fighter pilots and the crews to military's most comprehensive and elite unit, the fighter pilots in the Air Force. Now, that's something. Never would have thought that was the case, but there's a reason for it, I'm sure. Now, a number of lawsuits about housing conditions have been filed by military families against privatized housing companies, including Clark and Lincoln. These charges in ownership, or changes in ownership, rather, don't affect any of the pending lawsuits that are out there. Now, Joe Biden said the U.S. would protect Taiwan, but it's not really quite that clear. Not really quite that clear. Because after the president's remarks at a CNN event, the White House quickly declared that the American policy of strategic ambiguity over the island's defense had not yet changed. Now, the Senate Appropriations Committee, in an effort this week to report some of the new defense spending bill information, expressed concern over reports of thousands of military families suffering from hunger. Wow, that's not good. And human rights advocates have raised concerns about the Afghans diverted to Camp Bond Street in Kosovo over the past 6 weeks, citing a lack of transparency about their status and the reason for holding them back in Kosovo, of all places. Who would have thunk it, right? Now, for the second time in about a month, CENTCOM has said a senior al-Qaeda leader was killed in a drone strike in northwest Syria. Haven't heard the name yet. We'll have to wait. A senior U.S. diplomat said that North Korea should refrain from additional missile tests and resume nuclear diplomacy days after the North fired off its first underwater-launched ballistic missile in 2 years. Now, Zalmay Khalilzad, the former lead negotiator of America's withdrawal from Afghanistan, spoke publicly for the first time since his resignation, and he said that there still could be hundreds of Americans in Afghanistan right now. Wow. Double wow. And finally, the Biden administration has told lawmakers that the U.S. is nearing a formalized agreement with Pakistan for the use of its airspace to conduct military and intelligence operations in Afghanistan, according to three sources familiar with the details of a classified briefing with members of Congress that took place on Friday morning. Holy cow. Here we go, right? Okay, let's go to the telephone lines now. We've got Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Jen Pazansky, sit down. I'll do the press briefing for the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank all the socialists, Marxists, Muslims who hate America. By the way, Alec Baldwin, you're guilty of murder in the first degree. Okay, you've been on the set for 20 years. You've been holding the gun for 20 years. You know to check that gun. Now, you're guilty, okay? You're guilty just like that cop on January 6th who was a coward and shot that Trump supporter, that Trump girl. Okay, you're guilty of murder in the first degree, buddy.
Ashley Babbitt.
What nation? Yeah, exactly. Ashley Babbitt. You're a disgrace. Where's the 642 names? I saw Christina Bob on One American News. Where's the 642 names from Project Veritas so we can get those Trump supporters out of jail and find out the ones that walked the steps were the ones, by the way, who were Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the night Trump rallies. They're the nicest, kindest people in the world. That's why the FBI hasn't released them, because they know they're all in on it, okay? This is Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You don't see Mitch McConnell. By the way, Mitch McConnell, we're not getting past 2020. Who's the idiot that borrows $3.2 trillion from the enemy China, pays exorbitant interest we don't have? Yeah, and then it's Pelosi saying, how come you haven't sold it? Because I'll tell you why you idiots in the media know you can't sell it, because you know it's a bad deal. You should be on the front page of the Washington Post saying, idiot Congress, 438 members of Congress and 97 senators are selling out the American people, your kids, your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, your grandparents, and your mother and father. That's what they're doing here. That's how they do it. They sell you out. They all get their check from Pfizer and the Chinese Communist Party, and they sell the American people. And this is the stupidest deal. This is the worst deal in American history.
We're going.
Okay, stand up for your country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work and save the country, please.
All righty. He just got it in. He was going to get cut off by the computer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Walk it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Maus, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Maus Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower engine as well. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Maus Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Maus Acura comes with Maus Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for vets, active military, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next to Nissan. And you can find them online at Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Maus. MAUSAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, folks, and you got to do that when you walk in, that's a $500 discount off the vehicle you wind up purchasing. You get $500 off. You got to walk in the door and say, the captain sent me. Once you do that, cling, the alarm bell goes off. Oh, yeah, $500. So there you go. All right. The Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Hello, how are you?
We should have been in the banking business because their fuzzy math is working wonders these days. The federal government collected a record $4 trillion, that's four plus trillion dollars, in taxes in fiscal year 2021, according to the monthly Treasury statement for September. However, we managed to spend some $6.8 trillion in fiscal 2021. Now, let me see. My rough math, my fuzzy math tells me we spent $2.8 trillion more than we took in.
Well, that's not fuzzy math. That's pretty good math. But that's par for the course. We, on a regular basis, the more money the government collects, the more money government spends. And again, Matt, you know, people, I want my free stuff. I want my handout. I want my giveaway. I want to expand Medicare. I want it to include vision. I want it to include dental. I want, you know, the money's got to come from somewhere at some point in time. And that's just the reality of the situation. And, you know, we keep handing out money. We keep, you know, stimulus checks here, child tax credits there, want to expand this. It all needs to be paid for at some point in time. When it's not, we get this other tax on us called inflation.
Well, as long as we're talking taxes, I'm going to ask you this one here about U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who proposed taxing billionaires' unrealized capital gains to fund President Joe Biden's $2 trillion spending bill, a bill which the president claims will cost nothing. Really?
Well, that's a misnomer. A capital gain is you sell something, whatever that asset was is obviously sold and it's turned into cash. Because let's remember, you have to pay your taxes in cash. You can't pay your taxes in real estate. You can't pay your taxes in, you know, Amazon stock or anything like that. So you got to turn it into cash. You sell something, you turn it into cash. That's whether you either have a gain on that investment or you have a loss. This is a wealth tax. They want to tax people based upon how much the value of an asset has increased year over year. That's a wealth tax. I don't care how Janet Yellen is spinning it. Okay, it's exactly what it is.
Okay, and what's amazing is that during this interview with CNN on Sunday, Yellen touted the idea of taxing the unrealized capital gains of the wealthiest 1%. Though she claimed the measure would not count as a wealth tax. Well, I'm trying to figure out how you can tax somebody on something that they haven't even made yet.
Well, yeah. What they're going to do is they're going to value it, and then they're going to say, okay, this is what you're going to owe. And if you think, I know, this is how it's being sold because people are stupid. People are stupid. They think, oh, it's just going to get billionaires. Honestly, do you actually believe that it's just going to end there? It may start with billionaires, then it'll go to millionaires, then it'll go to people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. It's going to go right down. The first income tax in the United States was the lowest tax bracket was 1% on people that made over $8,000, something like that, $8,000 a year,
yep.
Which at the time was the equivalent of about $80,000 a year. The highest tax bracket was 7%. On people making the equivalent, you know, dollar for dollar today. I think it was, I forget how much it was back at the time, but the equivalent of about $500,000 today. But we're nowhere near that anymore. The alternative minimum tax, which was, put in place, it's got to make sure it's going to ensnare wealthiest Americans. Now ensnares, you know, almost everybody. I mean, it's a racket. And if you actually believe it's going to just end there, you're crazy.
Now, I'm going to go with the energy again because I'm going to tell you what's going on with oil, which you may already know, but the price of gasoline again at the refinery jumped up yesterday. We are looking at West Texas crude starting out the day at $83.76 a barrel. We're looking at Brent crude starting out the day at $85.99 a barrel. We're looking at the futures on oil right now, one-year forecast, $96 a barrel. They're getting closer to the $100 they want. And gasoline went up yesterday again. It's the highest price it's been in 12 years. Wholesale out of the refinery, $2.52 a gallon. Also, diesel is $2.56 a gallon, highest price it's been in 12 years. Now, that's coming out of the refinery with the federal tax on it, but it doesn't have the transportation costs to get it to where it's going, doesn't have the state and the county and the city and whatever else kind of tax they might be throwing in there on top of it.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a lot that's obviously, you know, the largest amount of money made out of a gallon of gasoline goes to, you know, taxes. That, I mean, that the government's making more than any of the oil companies are making. That's just a fact.
Yeah,
and they don't have to do a damn thing. People are feeling it at the pump without a doubt. I mean, prices have gone through the roof.
And you know, Chris, some of these taxes they don't tell you about are not so much a gallon; it's a percentage.
Yeah.
And when the price
goes
up,
remember back when they used to show you at least. Remember back in the 70s,
I do.
You know, they would have the various different prices. This is what, you know, gasoline costs. This is what the state tax is. This is the local tax. This is the federal tax. They let you know how much you're paying. Mm-hmm. Now they just show you the one price.
Now I know you're going to want to get in on this because this would be the ground floor level, so to speak. Jeff Bezos is going to launch a business park in space.
A business park in space.
You heard me right.
If they're going to open anything in space, maybe they should move all of those virology labs that Dr. Fauci likes to fund that creates all these god-awful diseases.
The puppies.
Now you're torturing animals.
Good God.
It's getting worse instead of better. I'm not going to go to any business park in space.
Now, we talked about this when they said they were going to do it. I don't know how legit this is, but wait till you hear this one. The U.S. Treasury says it distributed nearly $2.8 billion in rental aid in September. Who got that aid?
Certain people applied for it.
How about landlords?
It would have been nice if the landlords could have applied for it. That's how it should have been done in the first place. Instead they're saying, oh, if you can't afford to apply to get this aid, there's offices, up for this. But, okay, you're going to give somebody aid to help them pay rent, and then they still don't have to pay rent because there's an eviction moratorium in certain areas of the country. They can just end up pocketing that money. One would think that if a landlord is not collecting, why not just have the landlord go and apply to get the money? There's obviously going to be a greater incentive for them to actually get that money than someone that is not paying.
So Texas was denied by FEMA a refund on the cost to secure the border. That's great, isn't it?
The cost was denied. The cost to defend the border. I mean, I'm not sure what they're talking about, Renis. What's going on
right now? Texas was supposed to be reimbursed for the money they were spending on the border for security. Now, what they're doing right now is they have got the National Guard and their state patrol and some of the county sheriffs all on that border down there, and they are going to lock that thing down. And when these people that are sneaking across the border, coming in on the trains and in the trucks and all that stuff, they're arresting them and sending them to jail.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I hope that that's the case. Of course, they're pretty much catch and release for a while. Have a big caravan.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Got it.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. We'll be right back with Rod Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.